G'day, it's Anne here, and if you're lurking around here in the Off Track podcast feed, hello. You're probably interested in nature, right? And, you know, the world and everything in it. Well, my colleague at Radio National, Richard Ady, has put together a new series called Hot Mess, because even though it might feel like the world is consumed by a pandemic at the moment, the issue of climate change hasn't gone away. It's a four-part series, and it's sprinkled with Ady witticisms as he tries to find out why, with what we know, we've done so little about our planet's future. Here's a bit of a taster.
We're in the middle of a 1-in-100-year event. COVID-19, the coronavirus, is a massive public health challenge. And to deal with it, we've had to go into lockdown. You're probably at home at the moment. You probably spent most of the last month there. But all this time, something else is going on. Something bigger and slower and harder to deal with. And maybe we are starting to change now, but mostly we haven't been dealing with it. Not enough anyway. And I want to know why that is.
Australia has experienced its hottest day on record. The Weather Bureau says the national average for yesterday was 40.9 degrees, eclipsing the previous...
Holy f***! That behind me is f***ing Mallacoota.
We've got 4,000 people on the beach there that are being very well protected by our firefighters.
Residents were told to get in the water when they heard warning sirens. Some decided not to wait.
Everyone's safe and sound. Got the girls and the dogs up the front.
Hello, I'm Richard Ady. And none of that is long ago. It just seems like it is, because the coronavirus and the way it's changed everything has kind of reset our clocks. Climate change isn't like that. It's not as immediate, it's not as horribly, obviously lethal, so it doesn't scare us in the same way. Instead, it seems uncertain, probably expensive, and down the track a bit.
When we're dealing with things which are in the future, we tend to postpone them, that involve cost, we tend to avoid them, and that are uncertain, we tend to wait until things are settled and sorted.
Yeah. Our brains don't make it easy. But on top of that, there are other interests, and they've been making it hard.
At the end of 1998, we actually had every major business group in this country agreed that emissions trading was the way to go.
We actually had an opportunity more than 20 years ago to take a different path, and we didn't take it.
Absolutely right. We didn't.
You just don't go anywhere at shift change in the morning or the afternoon, because you can't go anywhere. There's too many cars. For the most part, the town sort of hums to the shift of a miner.
Well, the Minerals Council's really interesting, but it is quite obsessed with coal. You know how obsessed the British media is with the royal family? That is how obsessed the Minerals Council is with coal.
Treasurer has the call.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is coal. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared.
The Treasurer knows the rule on crops.
It's coal. It was dug up by men and women...
If climate change is your face, coal punches you in the face 10 times and gas punches you in the face maybe only 5. Now, I just don't want to get punched in the face.
When I was reading the stuff that News Corp was writing, I had a conversation with one of my colleagues at News the day before the email, and I was like, you know, we're working for climate criminals here. I can't do this.
A friend of mine actually sent me a link to the newly formed School Strike for Climate Australia website and was saying, like, Jean, you're going to love this. Isn't this so cool? And I thought it was just this incredible concept, which will be completely transformative if it's done correctly. So I was looking through the website to figure out when the Sydney event would be, and I saw then that there was only an event in Melbourne. And if there's going to be a Sydney event, I'm going to have to put my hand up to help make it happen.
There's hope, more than there's been for years. But along the way, there's been missed opportunities, vested interests, toxic politics. And our own psychology, the way we are, that hasn't helped either. But yeah, there are positive changes, and maybe there's a way forward. We're going to look at all of that on Hot Mess. It begins Sunday, the 3rd of May. You can hear it on RN, or however you get your podcasts.